Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin today, or tonight, or this morning, whenever you're listening to this, with the fallout from the big derby. Oh, yeah, El Clasico. No. Manchester derby, was it? Oh, yeah, that was... No, it wasn't that one. M23 derby. Huh? The what? Doesn't matter. Forget it. Where Patrick Vieira's Crystal Palace drew with Graham Potter's Brighton. This was how we reacted on TalkSport.
Brighton and Hove Albion won't go top tonight, but they will escape from here with a point that you could argue they're a bit fortunate to get. Palace 1, Brighton 1.
We're delighted. It's a point for us. It's 13 from 6 games. Performance-wise, we can do better, but like I said, credit to the opponent, credit to the environment here. It's not an easiest place to be perfect. We were far from perfect, but at the same time, I thought we still deserved something from the game.
I'm a fan of Brighton. I like the way Potter plays. He's got a brand of football which is easy on the eye. Last season, if you remember, the amount of games I saw Brighton play, they played Chelsea first game of the season down at the Amex, and they were the best side of the pitch. Yet we beat them, I think, 3-1 in the end. The chances they had, the chances they created, and that was the story of their season. But I just wonder whether this season now, they're starting to put one or two of those chances away that they didn't in the past.
And Brighton have somehow managed to snatch themselves an equaliser, and Patrick Vieira, the Crystal Palace players, the Palace fans who haven't stopped singing all night, are now leaving in their droves.
Now, Bruno Fernandes' penalty miss has broken the internet after Manchester United were beaten by Aston Villa at Old Trafford. Who cares? We'll hear from Adrian Darham and Simon Jordan on this shortly, but first, this is Danny Murphy telling us what he would have done.
I think the debate at every club, and it was the same when I was trying to take penalties at different clubs, it's like having the shirt. You're playing well in the team, you got the shirt. As soon as you miss one, maybe two, someone else going, hold on, maybe come off them now. And that's the way it should be, because it keeps you on your toes. You can't take free kicks every week if you don't score any. Mm. But Fernandes' record's great. Now, if you're asking me, Man United are playing Man City or Liverpool, and in the last minute of the game they get a penalty, who would I want taking it? Ronaldo. Ahead of Fernandes all day, every day, and twice on Sundays.
I don't think people realise how much of a superstar Cristiano Ronaldo is. Now, I'm more Messi than Ronaldo, you know that. But I do understand that when Ronaldo walks into Man United and they haven't won anything in years, he is the man. They can't sign Ronaldo and go out of the Champions League group stage. That's impossible. That's why Ollie's job is on the line if they lose on Wednesday. They can't lose a game at home to Aston Villa, missing a penalty in the last minute, having signed Cristiano Ronaldo. He's on the pitch. He wanted to take the penalty, and they didn't let him.
To salvage a point, and he's blazed it high into the Stretford end. It's a horror penalty from Bruno Fernandes.
Fernandes has got a 96% hit rate on penalties.
He hasn't taken penalties in the same cauldrons as Ronaldo has all over his career in Champions League finals.
But every time you step up and take a penalty for a club like Manchester United, there's an expectation you're going to score it.
But it's not comparable.
And if we look down the 23 penalties that he's taken over the 2 years that he's been there, dollars for donuts, there'll be a penalty in a big pressurised environment where he's needed to score. So why is that any different?
It looked to me, and I may be wrong, it looked to me like he didn't even know that Bruno was going to be taking the penalties. I don't think he's the kind. I think he's too professional. I don't think he's the kind who would cause a scene at that moment in the game in front of a packed stadium that would potentially upset Bruno Fernandes if he knew Bruno was on pens. I think he thought he was on pens.
On now to Spurs, as the dust settles on their North London derby defeat against the Arsenal. Sol Campbell, a former Spurs player, of course, before his slightly controversial switch to the Gunners, believes that Harry Kane not getting his big money move has impacted life at Spurs. We'll also hear from Jamie O'Hara, but first, this is Danny Murphy claiming Kane is not the issue.
I don't think he's sulking now. Okay. Never starts a season well. But he'll be backfiring scoring goals. It's not a problem. The Tottenham got bigger problems than waiting for Harry Kane to score goals.
Tottenham Hotspur isn't working. Okay, at the start of the summer when he said, I want it done before the Euros, Harry said he wanted to go for the Euros. I want to sit down and have an honest conversation with the chairman. And Harry Kane's still there. He doesn't want to be there. He literally doesn't want to be there. Why on earth would you give a manager a player who doesn't want to be there?
Your kind of body, your body's there, but your head and heart is somewhere else. Somehow they've got to work it out. Somehow they've got to say, look, that deal's gone. Carry on. Let's kind of wipe the slate clean. That's going to be difficult because he thought that deal was going to go through. That's a yank on your soul, your heart, your spirit. Harry is a professional. He will score goals. But obviously that big move didn't happen, has rocked the club. And the club's got to settle down again.
Lots and lots of work for Nuno Espirito Santo to do. That is three games in a row now that Tottenham have conceded three goals in the Premier League.
I would have relieved, not sacked him, it's not the right word. I would have relieved the responsibilities at half-time. I would have said to Hugo Lloris, Hugo, you take the team talk. And thank you, Nuno. Take your chaps, make a quiet exit, and we'll sort this out on Monday with the lawyers. Because I know it's not going to work. And what's going to happen now is they're going to waste a season trying to make it work with more and more morose-looking players. And hilariously for Daniel Levy, the money he made the other night for the Anthony Joshua fight will be used to pay off Nuno and his gang.
You can have tactics, and he got it wrong massively, Nuno, in the tactics. But there also needs to be leadership on the pitch where players need to say, right, the gaffer's got this wrong. Let's get in together and sort this out at half-time. And we'll have words at half-time. But we can't go in 2 or 3 nil down. But we did.
You can choose the non-metal hat of your choice and I will eat it, okay? Yes. Provided you provide with salt, pepper and chilli sauce, I will eat a hat of your choice. Live on air in the course of 3 hours if this works out for Nuno Espirito Santo. Not a bad guy or anything, but not the right fit for that football club.
Man City manager Pep Guardiola has been speaking ahead of their game with PSG tonight, PSG, in the Champions League. Live on TalkSport. It sees Pep coming up against his former Barca player in Lionel Messi. And Guardiola hopes the Argentinian is fit to start the match. Yeah, I bet he does.
Messi speaks for itself. It's not just to have to describe him or talk about him. It's just what he has done in his career is more than exceptional, and hopefully tomorrow can play for the benefit for the game.
And Mbappe tucks it in and makes it 2 for Paris Saint-Germain.
This amount of quality, I don't know what we should do to stop him, honestly. I don't know. They are so good. So the talent and this amount of talent all together to be controlled is so difficult. We're going to try to, you know, to defend well when we don't have the ball and try to, you know, to let them run when we have the ball. This is what we have to do.
On now to the Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp, looking ahead to their clash with Porto. Come on, Porto. Live on TalkSport 2. He says it's important they improve their defensive performance against the Portuguesers following their draw with Brentford. Oh, really? What, where they conceded 3 goals? Oh, that is important. Yeah, you are.
I think it's really tricky to win a game, a football game, when you are not defending on your highest level. And that's what we didn't do. The common opinion, it's always that we talk then about only the last line, but it was not only that problem. We had, in general, a problem with our defending. And that's why Brentford caused us some problems. And that's not good. Porto is a different team, obviously. We'll play a different style, but we'll go direct as well. We'll go for second balls as well. So, yeah, we have to improve in that department for sure, but it's not now the moment for being concerned or whatever. It's we spoke about it, obviously, and we know we cannot do it like that. So I think we sorted that, and we have to show that tomorrow.
On to Brentford's man of the moment, Ivan Toney, discussing the potential of playing international football. However, the bees, Brentford that is, are his priority right now.
The fact that my name's ringing around to play at international level is a crazy feeling. Yeah, I'm just happy. I'm enjoying my football at the moment, and whatever comes at the end of the day will be. But obviously my main focus at the moment is doing well for Brentford, getting them high as possible in the league.
Never write off Brentford. They've done it again. They've come back to level the match at 3 goals apiece.
apiece.
What was it like against Virgil van Dijk?
Yeah, pure madness. I feel like one coming up against one of the best centre backs in the world, you know it's going to be a battle. And he certainly gave me that. The chance I had when Sergi played me through the middle and I took a touch and I was running onto it. I think any other defender I'd probably get onto the end of it, but not van Dijk. He just opened up and just shoulder bars me.
Now, you may recall in the last episode of the podcast, Anthony Joshua lost the heavyweight belts to Ukrainian Oleksandr Usyk. We'll hear from former middleweight champion Darren Barker on how AJ could approach the rematch. But first, this is The Telegraph's boxing correspondent Gareth A. Davis, who didn't hold back when analysing AJ's performance.
First of all, he looks gun-shy. And I think that's as a result of being knocked down four times and stopped by Andy Ruiz in the middle of 2019. And secondly, they had the wrong game plan, clearly, because he should have jumped on him. Yep. He had to push him into the corners. He had to be aggressive. What was he doing? Yeah. Fist bumping with people on the way into the ring, kissing mothers. You never saw Mike Tyson or Lennox Lewis do that on their way. Yeah. It was a heavyweight title defence. He wasn't in the right frame of mind. He underestimated the guy, in my view. And a lot of us who know boxing said that if Oleksandr Usyk was still standing in there in the 10th round, he will have done something wrong in the fight. He was never going to outbox Oleksandr Usyk. 350 amateur fights before he turned pro, and Joshua had 35. Just shows you the gulf in experience that he was facing. He can talk the talk, but is he walking the walk? And on Saturday night, he walked the walk and he was a ghost in there. It was as simple as that.
If I was training AJ for the next fight, I'd say, look, you've got to be quicker on your feet and get close to him. And that's easier said than done, because of the movement from Usyk was so unorthodox, but so good. Because why I was impressed with Usyk was the lateral movement, sort of moving side to side as opposed to in straight lines going backwards. So it was very difficult, not to get too technical, for AJ to pin Usyk onto the ropes. What he does need to do next time is close that gap and try and cut Usyk into the corner instead of following Usyk round the ring. Almost just throw the kitchen sink at Usyk. Don't stand off him.
On now to my show. Don't forget it. Just me involved in Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar.
Oh, stinks.
On now to the Sports Bar with me and my co-host, Jason Cundy, doing what we do best.
Two years ago, I was out snorkeling, right? And I had the face mask on. So I was only in about, I would say about 10 foot of water.
Oh, quite deep then.
I didn't realise at the time because I just drifted out. So I'm just snorkeling around, snorkeling. Next thing, I'm just staring at this turtle. Just, it was amazing watching. A wave knocks off my mask. The mask is now hanging off. Next thing, another wave. So something must have happened. I'm just in a boat.
Two waves?
It wasn't a sort of wave, but just like something like where a speedboat must have gone past. Nah, wave. I'm going to stick with wave, right? Anyway, I'm now panicking and I'm thinking, the panic is setting.
You started shouting yet?
Not yet, right? But I do. So I'm now starting to flap. I'm now going out, and my arms are going, I'm kicking, and now I'm going, help!
Are you?
Yeah, help!
You're giving the old help.
Help! Next thing, I'm flapping, someone's just picked me up and I'm standing next to him. I was flapping about.
On the shore?
About 4 foot of water. I swear on my life, it's true. They just picked me up. There you go, sir. And
didn't say, there you go, sir. Were you the Savoy Hotel?
But they basically just picked me up, right? But when obviously...
were you the fountain outside the Savoy? There you go, sir.
What are you doing in there, sir?
Can you not drink any more wine during that?
That's definitely not a turtle, sir. God, true story. But I was definitely...
Were you in Trafalgar Square?
They were lying, sir. It's not a turtle, sir. It's a pigeon.
That was. Miles out.
I saw Nelson's collar was miles away.
There you go, sir.
And on the floor, there was loads of coins. People throw coins in. I'm not.
You got so drunk. You went, I'm going to go in that fountain.
Look for turtle.
Don't pick up that turtle. I'm amazing, sorry. There you go, sir. That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, where we get your podcasts from. I don't really care. Don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button. A reminder, from 7 p.m, it's Buzzer against Manchester City in the Champions League. That's live on TalkSport. At 8 p.m, you can hear live commentary of Porto con Porto against Liverpool on TalkSport 2. I'm back on my Drive Time show. That's Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show, alongside Jason Cundy. Yes, Jason Cundy from 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.